श्री परमात्मने नमः।
फॉर अवर पर्पस हु आर ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ लाइफ एंड इट्स एग्जिस्टेंस एंड द प्रॉब्लम ऑफ मिजरी इन लाइफ, पॉजिटिवली स्पीकिंग, फॉर दोज ऑफ अस हु वांट टू हैव परमानेंट पीस बिफोर डेथ, we should go on developing our consciousness. And if you read again Bhagavad Gita attentively, in depth, you give sufficient time and energy, you will find a whole science, a complete science, how consciousness develops. In the last chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, there is a division when the Lord is explaining about the composition of this whole nature. Division of nature into three categories: tamasic, rajasic, sattvic. The three qualities are there. Tamasic is the least conscious, consciousness just subdued, sleeping. Therefore, the indication or the mark of a person who is predominantly tamasic in nature is that he is sleeping mostly, lethargic, indolent, inactive. That is the mark. A rajasic person is very active, full of desires. There is expansion of consciousness, awareness. But all consciousness and awareness is around the satisfaction of the pleasures of senses and satisfaction of ego in the case of a rajasic person. Working hard, but working for self-satisfaction and ego only. Driven by the force of desires, worldly desires. And whoever is driven by the force of worldly desires will have misery in life. Because all desires never get fulfilled. And even if by chance some desires are fulfilled, in the end nothing remains permanent. One may want to have lot of money. Not necessary one may amass wealth, one may have money. But if at all money comes to the person by destiny, then one may like that it should not go away from him. It can go away any day. The worry does not come to an end. One may try to have a very good physique, good health, but there is no guarantee there will be a disease tomorrow. And even if there is health, there is no guarantee there will not be an accident. All health will be finished, destroyed. So the worry remains. Then one starts purifying oneself from the element of desire. Then primacy of the third quality, that is sattva, that develops in life. One becomes primarily sattvic. A sattvic person is full of knowledge, comparative peace, light, and a sort of felicity, comfort in life. But even then the problem of ego is there. The problem of a man who considers himself as purified, many times this ego is greater than anybody else's. A person who considers himself pious compares, I am better than others, this is another dimension of ego, very dangerous. The problem is not solved. But the consciousness now becomes purified. The person is highly conscious. Now the person is conscious not only of the surroundings. When a person starts becoming sattvic, one becomes not only conscious of the surroundings outside, one starts becoming conscious of what is going on inside also. What is known as insight, antarmukhi drashti in Sanskrit, insight, that also develops. When somebody becomes sattvic. But even now the bondage continues. The Lord says that to transcend all the three qualities, somebody if transcends, then is the experience of the pure consciousness. Then the problem is solved for all times. Then one becomes rather in a way undying, permanent. Body will die even then. But the essence one has realized, one knows, one is the eternal truth. Like that. So all the training is to grow like this. At the lowest rung of this ladder of evolution, at the lowest rung, at the lowest level is the tamasic person. Then the rajasic. Rajasic is better than tamasic. A person who is working for the satisfaction of one's desires, etc., is better than a person who is just sleeping, drinking wine, sleeping all the day. And then better is the sattvic. It is for this reason that the Lord has given this division into three categories of all essential elements of life. Which food is tamasic, rajasic, sattvic, which are the idea, the work, the activity. So great a division has been given of so many things that you should read in depth.